The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, you lovely BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 22nd of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Gotta say, didn't see this one coming. Yeah, apparently Apple has requested and received permission from the EEC, that's the Euro-Asian Economic Commission, to market previously unknown iPad models. Now, no, maybe we didn't see this coming, but it also is kind of right on time, too. Usually Apple does release new iPads somewhere in between March and September. I know, hell of a gap, but usually we get something then. This new list, which, by the way, was dated February 19th, mentions an A1893 and an A1954 models of the new tablets, apparently running iOS 11, raising up red flags saying that, hey, wait a minute, these model numbers don't match what's currently out there. Staying with Apple news, it looks like Apple kind of wants to lock down some battery components before electric car makers start taking over. Apple is actually in direct talks right now to buy cobalt directly from the miners so that they won't be part of any shortages in the future. This, by the way, is all according to Bloomberg. For those of you who don't know, cobalt is a key mineral used in lithium-ion batteries. Yes, it's a must-have. It's also a must-have for electric cars, meaning more demand, the less you're probably gonna have. Which wouldn't be good for all of our little Apple products out there now, would it? No. So Apple's hoping to secure a resource by locking in a supply at, you know, a favorable price to them and also to the supplier. Probably a good idea. The only thing I can think of right now that isn't requiring a lithium-ion battery from Apple is the HomePod. That ain't really doing much, is it? Alright, tweeters out there, do you ever have a post, say, on your account? Say, okay, I'm going to just go ahead and repeat that post on another account I have. Apparently Twitter doesn't like that, and they're going to put an end to it. That's right, Twitter is about to crack down on simultaneous actions across multiple accounts, saying that yesterday it would no longer allow people to post identical messages from multiple accounts. On top of this, they also said they're not going to allow the use of software to simultaneously perform other actions like liking, retweeting, you know, that kind of stuff. Usually those things result in what we know as bots. Twitter is hoping this move will help crack down on all that lovely Twitter spam we get each and every day now. I say good luck to them. Where there's spam, there's money, and they'll find a way around it, I'm sure. Staying with social media, well, kind of anyways, Facebook Messenger. Well, they've just made it easier to have a group call now. So kind of competing with Skype, shall we say. Now, let's face it, before trying to do a group call on Messenger, pain in the ass. Most of the time, you hang up on the other person and you may never hear from them again. Well, apparently the folks at Facebook said, oops, yeah, that's a bad problem. So they've decided to fix it by launching an easier way to initiate group calls. Now, if you want to bring people into the rest of your conversation, all you have to do is tap on the screen, select the add person icon, and away you go. Meaning now if somebody drops off the call, they really just don't want to talk to you. You can get the update right now for your devices for iOS and Android. And according to Facebook, it's available everywhere around the globe already. And finally, boy, we are getting to the point now where we just don't even want to raise a finger. We have all these little devices around our house now, you know, Google Home. Of course, the Echo with Alexa. Nah, I can't mention the HomePod yet. It really isn't there. You know, from turning our lights on to everything imaginable. Even heating up our jacket now. And those of you who didn't realize this, yeah, there are jackets that have a built-in app that actually will heat the jacket up for you in those cold winter months. Well, now the Ministry of Supply have launched a Kickstarter campaign. Yeah, you knew where this was going. For the Mercury Intelligent Heated Jacket. That's right, no more having to flubble around with an app. Nah, you can just talk to your Amazon Echo. Say, turn up my jacket. I'm freaking cold. And apparently it will comply. This new intelligent jacket apparently will produce 10 watts of heat that can reach up to 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Holy crap. That does not sound like keeping me warm. That sounds like, man, you are fat and here's your portable sauna. Supposedly the thing will be expected to ship in November and cost about $295. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website, powered by those lovely folks over there at UK2.net. You know what you can find over there. All of our podcasts are there. The blog is over there, constantly updated. And we got reviews for you, too. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech, no longer being able to multiply messages across all of our platforms anymore. Thank you, Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, like Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Friday edition. Looking forward to that. I'm sure you are too. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.